is a real privilege to be able to send flowers up. Even though I can't go up myself, at least something of the business has gone up and to represent British flowers.
For somebody growing flowers like you do, is this kind of the pinnacle to be seen at Chelsea? Is this what you're always, is this what you kind of aim for and dream about?
Yes, I think it is. I think it's the ultimate flower show. Everybody knows about Chelsea and it sort of begins the season. I know we've had a couple of other shows up till now, but it is the main central one that everyone shouts about and the television gets on board and the various members of the press get onto it. So yes, it is the one, it is the icing on the cake, I think.
It surprised me that this was actually the first time the cooperative had displayed at Chelsea.
Yes, I think it must be part of either logistics or being able to sort of, we're established long enough now that they recognise us as a known commodity, that they're willing to take us on board.
Now, how on earth have your flowers been surviving? We had an incredibly harsh winter and we've had an awful lot of heavy rain recently. Are they doing okay?
They are now doing brilliantly, but it has been a real headache because I grow on heavy clay. So the winter was so cold and wet that you avoided going anywhere near the soil just so that you didn't disturb the soil structure. And then we had that lovely hot spell where everything came, and then we had another blast of cold, and it's just been up and down, up and down. And I was tempted when I had the nice hot spell to put some things outside. I covered them with cloches, so they've got like a temporary polytunnel structure over them, and then the winds came.
Were you feeling under pressure because you knew that Chelsea was coming up when you were watching the weather forecast? Were you starting to panic a little bit?
Well, thankfully, I'm only sending a few flowers. I think the organisation as a whole was probably panicking. But if you were doing the whole display on your own, I think that would be very, very tough. You would obviously have to have other contingencies.
Buying flowers in this country, it's a huge market, isn't it? How important is it that you're all part of this collective group?
It's, for me personally, it's very important because I grow on my own. I have nobody else helping me. And so the networking, talking to other growers about problems, about discussing what crops, well, what flowers to put in. There's an element that we can do some bulk buying, which helps. So the ranunculus that are going to be featured up at Chelsea will be, a lot of them are being sourced through the bulk buy that the flowers from the farm have been able to do.
And are you hoping as well that, as with other British produce like vegetables and things, we start to think about the flowers that we buy, where they actually come from, and supporting our local flower growers?
Definitely. And there's a lot of interest in having the provenance of knowing where the flowers have come from. I have a lot of brides come to me who like the fact that they can see the flowers growing. They've got the connection with the product as well. So, yes, I think there's a real interest in seeing local British flowers available.